Shouldn't you be getting ready?
To do what exactly, my dear?
Finally go down for the David Clark frame-up? Now, this list worked its way free from your bag while you were busy faking affection for me.
It's not what you think.
I think I've been played a fool by you and your wiles. It's obviously my greatest weakness. You're the beneficiary of Mrs. Marshall's patronage, are you not?
I was. But I told her I wouldn't work with her anymore.
No. Well, nonetheless, this house has hit its quotient for vindictive harpies, so you're more than welcome to presume slinging drinks at whatever backwater burg will have you.
Please, Conrad, I admit that when I returned, I wanted payback, but I just couldn't go through with it.
Get out. Gather from the tenor of your text that all is not well this morning.
Victoria isn't attending the wedding.
Why is it the women in my life never cease to surprise and disappoint?
I know that she and I have had our differences, but to miss her son's wedding.
Well, you and your union have my full support.
I already have no family.
And I'm sure their absence is amplified on a day such as this. So please don't think me presumptuous when I hope that you might find me as adequate recompense.
I do, Conrad. And I know my father would share my feelings for you if he was still alive.
And perhaps he would have had some fresh insight on how to deal with Victoria, but sadly, you are stuck with a man who has very little sway over his wife.